Welcome back, everybody, to Chillicothe here as the Follett Panthers lead the Anton Bulldogs 16-8, and a second down and goal upcoming from the 15-yard line for the Bulldogs, trying to tie this thing up. And some of the one score of interest that he did not mention, Groom currently leads Klondike 24-16. The winner of that game will play the winner of this one. Champion now back in the gun. He's going to draw back to pass. He's going to throw it around the left side. He's got a man wide open into the end zone. Nice route. Touchdown, Anton Bulldogs. That time, he found Raiden Cooper open in between two defenders and too much cushion for Follett. And Anton is going to make this 16-14 with a chance to tie it up here. That time, too much space, and Raiden Cooper has been double covered most of the night. Now he's going to pick up the 15-yard touchdown pass. And now the kick from Champion, who's also the kicker. And there goes the snap to Garcia. It is down and blocked inside Follett. A lot of penetration and blocked instantly that time. And that was Justin Humbert. So keeping the score to two. 16-14 your score with 9:52 left in the half. We'll be back after this. Our K101 road at the top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season. So before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chillicothe here in Moffitt-Dodson Stadium. 16-14 to score, Follett in front by two over Anton. 9:52 left in this half, and we mentioned that Groom Klondike score. Elsewhere in Texas, 1A2 football, Motley County is up on Blackwell 28-8 currently. Fannindel over Gordon right now 40-20. Borden County right now blowing out Spring Lake Earth 32-0. I don't know if that one's going to last the half. Richland Springs up on Oglesby 18-8, tight one there, and Strawn up on Throckmorton 22-14. Balmoray again already advancing. Calvert also advanced yesterday, beating Cherokee 69-44. Here comes a kick from the Bulldogs. Extra point blocked, and now they're going to allow to line up that wedge right in the middle of the field. Arrow going to take off. They're going to kick it to the left, though, away from the wedge. It's picked up by Follett and going to be drugged down right around midfield, and that was Watson, Jaden Watson.
Advances the ball about 5 yards.
Right exactly at midfield. Well, they'll take over
the
40-yard line.
First and 15.
So 16-14, pretty much what we expected, right, Kevin? I mean,
yes.
This is about as tight as we thought it was going to be. Sometimes when you go in and think, well, this will be a low-scoring game, it ends up being 80-75.
Yeah, it can be for sure.
So from midfield, again, tight formation. This time, Watson under center. Both backs behind him. Camacho gets the give around the left side. It is blown up and a lot of penetration. And Sherritt, like a missile in there, blew that thing up. And it was dead from the get-go. And also Ashton Martinez was there. Loss that time of about 5 yards. So it's going to be now a second and 20 for Follett. And that time the guys up front couldn't stop Sherritt, who's just as shifty defensively as he is on offense. 9:18 now left in the half. 16-14 the score. Follett second and 20. Watson under center. Little toss into the backfield around the right side to Franks. He tries to get the edge. Can't get it, and he's caught down and tackled. Garcia gets him picked up almost back to the original line of scrimmage. They are going to say he did get back there.
So third down and 15 from midfield.
Now third down upcoming from where we started. This drive anyway. Midfield, third and 15. Again, bunched out. Ball's on the right hash, so short side of the field. One back to the left of Watson. The give is to the fullback right in the gut. Almost cut through there as Camacho saw some green grass in front of him, and he had one man to beat and almost drug him through. Did pick up about 7 on the play. So now fourth down for Follett. Ball now on the 34. And he's got him. 8:10 now left in this half. 16-14, Follett in front. All the way bunched in. One back set in the back. Level four Watson. He's going to go out back to pass. He's going to look for Franks down in the flat. It's in the air. Sherrod comes up and picks it off. Is it tossed in the air and just up for grabs. And Sherrod turned around and found it right there. Skied up for it and interception by Anton. And even if it wasn't intercepted, I don't know if they get the first down on that play.
First and 15 from their own.
No, I don't think so. We wound up losing a couple yards on that play, but
so now the ball gonna be spotted the 36 of Anton's 36, first and 15. So turnover that time by Follett. Now the Bulldogs taking over again. Champion in the backfield. Flip quickly to Sherry. Cuts it back to the middle. Then back outside. Tries to come out toward back near side towards us and is drugged down by a couple defenders that time.
Goes to the left side.
As Camacho in on that tackle as well as Ethan Gregory. And picked up about half of it.
Picked up about 7 yards.
Second and eight.
Down.
Upcoming now for the Anton Bulldogs. Big defensive series here for the Panthers. They got to hold strong. Momentum going now towards the Bulldogs. Spread formation, flip the champion back out to Sherry. He gives it to Garcia around the left side. They missed him, didn't see it, and he takes it up and out of bounds before he picked
Garcia
up a couple yards.
Handoff,
he's driven out of bounds after a pickup of a couple, and it looks like we're going to have right around a 36 for N. Had it read kind of in the backfield, but didn't quite think he was going to hand it off.
No.
Looks like they had him fooled there. So third and six now upcoming for the Panthers. 16 for the Bulldogs. 16-14. Follett leads by two. 7:18 and a half. Snap the champion. Fakes the give. He's going to look to pass. He's under pressure again. He's got to get rid of it. Finds a little release valve up inside and tiptoeing the sidelines around and finally drugged down is Ashton Martinez, who had nice feet. Looked like he was going to be pushed out of bounds. About 5 yards short. Instead, he gets the first down. And they're going to give it to him. It's close to the first down, but they're going
to
say it's about a couple yards past it.
27-yard line, first and 15 for the Bulldogs.
Ball spotted at the 27 of Follett. Under seven now to play in this half. Three guys out to the right of the center. Now the snap goes to Garcia. Flips it back to Sherrod. Quickly cuts it back inside. Takes a block back outside. Makes a man miss around the edge to the near side. Tiptoes the sideline. Still in his feet. Finally pushed out of bounds just shy of the goal line. And that was a touchdown saving tackle by Shane Franks. Pushed him out of bounds about 3 yards short. And Sherrod is tearing it up right now. If he finds a little room and the first guy can't get him, he is trouble out there. So first and goal for Anton, a chance to take the lead. Both ends spread out from the center. Snap the champion. Flips it quickly back to Garcia. Ball's on the ground. He has to just fall on it. And they were back there. Humbert was back there to pick it up, but they fell quickly. Garcia fell quickly back on it.
Lost about 5 yards on the play.
Yeah. Lost about 6 on the play.
Pretty big loss that time. So now you're looking at about 10 yards out. Second and goal. Only second down, though. Again, both ends spread out from the center. Champion in the gun. Two backs behind him. He drops back to pass. Looks to his right. Throws to his right. He's got a man open. Can they keep him out of the end zone? Towards a touchdown. Raiden Cooper. Once again, he finds Cooper leaking out to the right side. Champion with the throw, Cooper with the catch, and the Anton Bulldogs have now pulled in front 20-16. A big extra point upcoming again for Anton, who missed their last one. It was blocked. A lot of room there for Cooper. They're getting a lot of space out there as a receiver. Cold is down. Kick is up. Little line driver, and it's going to go through. 22-16. Anton in front. 6:02 left. Don't go anywhere. Great football game. Back and forth here in Chillicothe. We'll be back after this at our K101 Road to the Top.
Take a look at the scores now we've got coming into the score center here at the 101 Center. Winoka with a 22-point lead over Maysville, 22-0. Second quarter score there. Ringling leading Oklahoma Bible Academy, 6-0. Cashin leading Elmore City Purnell, 14-0. A game you can hear on 104.5 KZZW. Moreland and Minko with a 1-point lead. Minko 7, Moreland 6. Thomas leading Cordell 28-0. It was Pioneer Pleasantvale first quarter score leading Drumright 36-6. Weatherford Cushing, they're tied at 14 in the second quarter now. And another second quarter score for you. Shattuck leading O'Keen 36-8, guys.
Yeah, so some little couple surprises in there. Weatherford and Cushing keeping it close. There's a lot closer than we anticipated some of those scores. Shattuck, of course, not a surprise, as that game's going to be quickly over. 22-16 here with 6:02 left, and now Anton going to line up to kick it off, going right to left here. They went to the right, kicked it back to the left, took a little crazy hop there, but picked up there by Watson, who's still on his feet around the 35-yard line, and he is dragged down. It looks like Anton's got a different play for every kickoff.
Yeah. Watson takes the ball.
That one is a little too tricky. Goes to Watson. And now the Panthers going to start with in their own territory. 35. Second and 15 upcoming. Or first and 15 upcoming. Sorry. Trying to rob them of a down before they even started there. .558 now to play. 22-16 and in front. Follett trying to answer. Bunch formation. Watson under center. He's got one back. Gives it to the fullback up inside. It's Camacho. And again, he couldn't quite break
Camacho
free. That time, they've been doing a good job of grabbing him by the ankles and holding on as he's real close to busting that. He picked up 5 on the play. Going to be 2nd and 10 now from midfield for the Follett Panthers. It's just a real quick give to him. And last time they set this up, they eventually threw it. So we'll see if they found a way to get Marshall Howard outside. Now Frank's got two backs behind him. There goes the snap. Or Watson got two backs behind him. There goes the snap. The give to Frank to the outside. Finds a little seam. Takes it up inside. He's going to be just shy of the first down marker. Pickup of about 9 that time on the toss.
2 yards from the first
to the near side of the field. And they're going to mark him 2 yards shy. Going to be 3rd and 2 now for Follett. And this is right where they want to operate, Kevin.
Right.
They don't want to do these 3rd and 25s.
No, that's never a good thing.
Everybody bunched in now. Watson under center. Two backs behind him. One to each side. There goes the snap. The give is to Camacho up in the inside. Runs into his own blocker, Howard. Couldn't quite find a crease as he ran right into the back.
Camacho up the middle again.
Oh, Gregory was, or Ethan Gregory there too. So first down though, it's all he needed was to gain a couple. That's what he got. Got a couple more actually. So they're going to spot it at the 28-yard line, 1st and 15. Follett Panthers.
1st and 15 from the Bulldog 28.
And needed that first down for the answer to get the momentum back. Letting the clock run, 4:28. Taking their time. Bunched up now, Watson pitched the outside to Camacho, wow. And Sherrod quickly in the backfield to wrap him up. And like a rocket he is.
Man.
And nobody picked him up. And that's a loss on the play of about 4. Maybe 5. Looks like all the way back there. So
loss of about 5 on the play.
Going to be now 2nd and 20 upcoming. You got to find Sherrod. If you're up front for those Follett Panthers, you got to figure out where he is at all times. They've been moving around a little bit defensively. Now he's on the outside. There goes a snap to give us the fullback up inside, and Camacho driven down, took a shot at the end, but got past the original line
Camacho
of scrimmage to pick up
yards.
About 6, going to be 3rd and 14. Now for Follett. And really still not doing anything fancy. Went right back to Camacho. 22-16, Anton leads this one, 3:25, and this looks what Coach Copley does. He's not in a hurry to get in there and run a play. They are letting that clock tick. They're chewing it up and keeping it on the ground. Two backs in the backfield, toss sweep around there outside to Franks. He gets a block in the inside, going to cut it to the near side, take it off towards the sideline. He's finally driven down, and going to be short of the first down marker, but picked up, looks like about 12 on that play. Going to bring up a manageable 4th down now. Oh, no, they're saying he got more than that. He's a yard shy, so 4th and 1. Big run that time by Shane Franks. He's deceptively strong, Shane.
Yes, he is.
Look like he's all that big. 4th and 1 now upcoming. There goes Watson to give inside to Camacho. He dives forward. Did he get enough?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see where they mark his knee down. They're not even going to measure it. So first down, Camacho. A little closer than we wanted it to be, right, Kevin? First down and goal now for the Panthers from the 12-yard line.
Jonathan knew he was close. He took an extra little bouncer at the end, but they didn't let him have it.
I don't think it would have counted. No, yeah, he tried. And that was really just, you knew it was coming. They just got to the line quickly, snapped it, and gave him the football. And we're like, here, come and stop this. We can get a yard and we want it. And that time, the Panthers pick it up. First and goal from the 12. Watson under center. There goes the snap to give inside to right around the right guard. And it's going to be driven down after a pickup of around 5 yards there for Jonathan Camacho.
Gain of about 4 second down Panthers from
so
the
now,
6 yard line.
Second and goal from, yep, they were going to spot it. We're going to 6 or 7. Second and goal. It looks like we got a timeout now. So timeout for Anton Bulldogs. They're going to use their second one here with a minute 43 left in this half. 22-16, Anton in front, but Follette is driving. They're in the red zone. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hardeman County here at Chillicothe. 22-16, and Bulldogs lead the Follett Panthers. But Follett's knocking on the door here, about 6 yards to go before they can retake this lead, or at least tie it up, and barring the extra point to miss or whatever craziness might happen. But 22-16 your score right now. And, Kevin, you've seen a lot of Follett teams. Six times they've been to a state title game. They've won one. Where does this one stack up in terms of some of the other great teams you've seen? Different team, right?
Different teams, yeah. They've got different strengths. And, It'd be hard to compare them.
Yeah, it always is. It's always a tough question because, I mean, obviously different personnel, you're going to run different offenses, different teams. And this is a great one here. Again, both these teams undefeated coming in here. Both of them, one of those losses by forfeit, so legit undefeated. Not COVID undefeated. Now his snap goes to Watson to give it to Camacho, the fullback up inside and drug down quickly, but he picked up a couple inching closer to the goal line. Third now and about five. The four, this looks like third and four. Third goal from the four. With a minute 24 and the clock running here. 22-16, Anton with the lead. And again, Panthers making sure they get it right, taking it into the huddle, not in a hurry, wanting to keep this game tight. Don't want to get into a shootout here. Now watching the give again to Camacho up inside. He's stuck instantly and brought down, and then Avalos that time. Edmundo Avalos blew that thing up, and only a pickup of about a yard. So now fourth and goal from the three, and a huge play in this football game is about to take place with 45 seconds left in the half. Clock ticking down, 21 left in the play clock. And now Watson, Jaden Watson, still talking over there with 10 seconds to go. And they may just take a timeout here as this clock winds down. 6, 5. And I think that's what is about to happen here. And he did. Coach Copley will call a timeout. So with 20 seconds in the half, a fourth and goal from the three upcoming. Do not leave us. We'll be right back here. Anton leads by 6, 22-16 over Follett. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
Take a look at some more scores we've got coming in here to the 101 Center. Buffalo leading Boys City in the second quarter, 22-6. Weatherford, a 6-point lead over Cushing, 20-14. Tyrone leading Fox 34-6. Shattuck, no trouble with O'Keen at this point. Second quarter score 44-8. Waurika leading Southwest Covenant 28-8. And so far, first quarter score Clinton Ada, no score, and Cherokee leading Balco Forgan first second quarter score 14-8. Cherokee with the lead, guys.
Back here, 22-16 our score, and in front in elsewhere in Texas, six-man 1A2 ranks Groom now pulled in front of Klondike 40-22. The Groom Tigers over the Klondike Cougars right now, and that's a battle of another couple top 10 teams. The winner of this one will get the winner of that one, and that's how tough it is to get out of this region. As also strong up on Throckmorton 30-14. Richland Springs, the defending champ, 24-8 on Oglesby right now. Motley County up on Blackwell 34-16. Fannindale up big on Gordon 47-20. And Borden County up 48-8 on Spring Lake Earth. That one pretty close to being over in the second quarter. 22-16 here. Fourth and three upcoming for the Panthers. Enormous play here.
Yeah, we need to punch this in and take a little momentum into the halftime.
Watson under center. He's got one back. It's Franks. Toss sweep to Franks around the edge. Can he get the edge? It looks like he's got it. He dives towards the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers.
Franks takes the pitch around the left.
Big play that time by Shane Franks. And just get it to your playmaker. And he makes plays. Now we're all tied up at 22. 3-yard run and a tough one as he was being hounded that time by Dylan Guyton. And Marks was just stronger at the point of attack, right there at the where the contact happened. He got into the end zone, and now he's got to shake it off and get ready to kick this huge extra point. Tie game right now, and they're going to get another timeout on the field,
Panthers.
And that's going to be Follett's second one of this football game. So that time, instead of just bunching it up, they got it to Franks in space, let him operate a little bit, and that you could see a little bit of what Shane Franks does.
Yeah, there's a wide pitch, gave him a little angle at the flag.
Yeah, it was a good job by Jaden Watson that time. And you imagine that's what they talked about at the timeout there, about to just where exactly to give him that football and away from Quentin Sherrod. Or Sherrod. I keep calling him Sherrod. As now, Frank.
Sherrod's not that big.
No, he's not at all. I mean, we'd seen him on the field before the game. You wouldn't know if you took him out of pads who their best player, offensive player, was. And he is quite the athlete. Now the snap down. Frank's kick is up. And it is good, and the Follett Panthers take a two-point lead with 15 seconds to go in the half. We'll be back right after this. 24-22 Follett on our K101 Road to the Top.
Myth. All cell phone providers have the same coverage. Fact. Cell phone carriers are not created equal. Most carriers put their focus on national and metro areas, while employees at Pioneer Cellular put their focus on you. At Pioneer, we have over 400 cell phone towers that are located where you need them most. You are covered, and that is the truth. Call us today at 1-800-641-2732 or visit gopioneer.com to learn more about our coverage.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chillicothe here for our Texas 1A2 area game between the Follett Panthers and the Anton Bulldogs. And Follett now leading by two. And we were talking at the break, Kevin, just how big the three cracks at that extra point was Shane Marks in that opening touchdown. He missed two penalties. We've got to let him kick it again. And the third time he made it, now that's the difference in the football game.
Sure is.
And with 15 seconds left in this half, you just don't want to get it to anyone in space. And look, I mean, if for anyone listening who's not as familiar with the six-man game, not a lot of deep kickoffs simply because, you're letting people now run loose out in the backfield, and you're going to give yourself a path to possibly get one run back on you. So you're going to see a lot of onside line drives, squib kicks, all kinds of different kickoffs. And Follett in a more traditional kickoff formation now. Three to the right, two to the left, and now this one's going to be a line drive. It's a bounce to Sherrod right around the 10-yard line. He's going to take it up around to the 20, makes a man miss, throws a shoulder into another guy. He's brought down. There is a flag on the ground.
About 15 yards. There is a flag
and
on the return.
It looks like he has pulled it up to about the 26, but the flag right there, we'll see what that is. It's maybe a hold, I would imagine.
Oscar Torres made a big hit on that on him. He didn't bring him down, but he sure staggered him and gave our other back a chance to come up and make the tackle.
And that's good news to see Oscar out there hitting, you know, getting his legs under him a little bit. I mean, he gets a couple plays in. If Oscar Torres was originally going to be the starter on this team, and it's because of injury, just now recently come back. We talked a little bit in the pregame with Coach Copley about that. And you know, it's one of those things where you don't want to throw him into the water too deep right now, you know. But you give him a little taste right now. That could come in, really come in handy if they advance past this round. First and 15 now. Ball in the 16 for Anton. Garcia back to Sherrod. Or no, to Champion. Champion's got the football. He tries. Nope. It's Sherrod. He throws it to Champion.
They called it a catch.
Yeah, they called it a catch, but it looked like he was right around the sideline. It's not going to matter because that's going to eat up the clock. Yes. They're going to give him the stats. Are they going to let him run another play is the question. They're going to say 1 second on the clock possibly.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. So now second and six upcoming, but with 2 seconds left, this will just be the last play that time. Sherrod to Champion.
That referee had a better look than we did, but it was close.
Lane Valinga, the receiver, comes off the field limping as he's going to take a little break here. Looks like he's okay, though, just over there getting some water. Two backs now behind Champion, Sherrod and Garcia. There goes the snap. Champion back to throw. He looks to his right. Just going to have to heave it up for grabs and throws it up in the air, and it's going to bounce well short of Raiden Cooper. That's going to do it for the first half, and we got a tight football game here. 24-22, Follett in front by just 2 points. We'll be back after this with halftime in the second half. Do not go anywhere. Our K101 road to the top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 48 months, or save $400 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
This is the road to the top on your undisputed tri-state sports leader, K101 KWOX Woodward. Taking a look at scores we have here in the 101 Center Score Center so far this evening in Oklahoma. Pioneer Pleasantvale leading Drum Right. That's a final score, 52-6, a final now from Pioneer Pleasantvale beating Drum Right, 52-6. Second quarter, about 3 minutes left. Warika leading Southwest Covenant, 36-8. Thomas leading Cordell 28-14. Winoka with a solid lead over Maysville 30-8 in the second quarter. Stillwater not having any trouble with Sand Springs in 6A Division II. A second quarter score, Stillwater 42, Sand Springs 7. Tyrone dominating Fox so far. Second quarter, Tyrone 54, Fox 6. Game you can hear on 104.5 KZZW. Minko Moreland just moved to halftime with Moreland a touchdown lead 14-7. Moreland leading Minko at halftime. Buffalo leading Boys City 22-6 at half. Another halftime score for you. 1 point lead for Hobart. Hobart leading Texoma 7-6. Covington Douglas in the second quarter leading Depew 28-0. Cashin, same score lead in second quarter. Cashin leading Elmore City Purnell 28-0. Shattuck looks like they're on the road to another win here if they can hold on for the next few minutes. Second quarter score, Shattuck leading O'Keen 52-8. Ringling in the second quarter, a touchdown lead over Oklahoma Bible. Actually, could be two field goals. 6-0 Ringling leading Oklahoma Bible. Turpin Ringwood, they're tied at halftime at 16. Cherokee leading Balco Forgan 14-8 at halftime. Kingfisher Lone Grove at halftime, they're tied up at 14. Mountain View Gotobo with about a minute left in the second quarter, leading Sharon Mutual 28-6. Latest we have from Clinton Ada, no score first quarter. And also latest we have from Weatherford leading Cushing 20-14. That's 9 minutes left in the second quarter, guys.
Yeah, and here it's a 24-22 two-point game here as halftime just getting underway. The Follett cheerleaders just doing their thing out there on the other side of the field. Really, back and forth we go. Whoever has the football last in this one, Kevin.
That may be the way this one turns out.
As you mentioned a little bit at the break, there is, which is rare, I mean, we talk about from the panhandle, Northwest Oklahoma, there is no wind. I mean, there is absolutely no wind. So some of the kicks, it's been a little bit easier to kick the ball. One of the things, because you know, kicking the extra points is so big, as we mentioned, now it's a two-point game. I often wonder, sometimes they kick it so high, I don't know how you can tell what's going in and what's not. It seems like it's just a guess at a certain point. If you get it high enough in the air, they're just going to call it good.
That line's not very wide up there on the front. They can come in pretty quick.
Yeah.
You've got to get it up and gone.
Yeah, yes, that's right. You don't have much time out there. So, Fallon, is there anything you've seen from the Panthers? We'll run down and kind of let you know how we got here. But first touchdown of the game was an 18-yard run by Quentin Sherrod, and that's kind of really where we saw how good he could be. The extra point was good, 8-0. Then a 24-yard pass to Marshall Howard from Jaden Watson. Extra point good on that, tie game, 8-8. Then the run by Shane Franks, 25-yard run, extra point good, 16-8 your score. Then Sergio Champion with the answer, 15-yard pass to Raiden Cooper, extra point blocked, and that was huge. Now,
that was huge.
I think that was
Justin Humbert.
Yeah, Justin Humbert there with the block, 16-14 your score then, a 10-yard pass, Sergio Champion to Raiden Cooper again hooking up, this time from 10 yards out. That extra point was good, 16-22, Ant in front, and then just before the half there, the 3-yard run by Shane Franks, and the extra point good, I mean, which is always impressive to me that you can run, score, and then have to run back and kick a football. I don't know how those guys do that. I think that's wildly impressive. You don't see that in 11-man.
No.
So 24-22 your score. Is there anything you're seeing from the Follett Panthers? What do you like so far about what you've seen?
Well, we're moving the ball fairly well. Our defense has always been our strong point all season, I felt like. And Welch and Howard, they're just they're doing a good job. But mm-hmm. This kid's just so shifty. And quick and... He's just a good back.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this watching this. Here's where Coach Copley's basketball background might come into play, because I've seen some of those defensive linemen break down in kind of a stance and just keep him in front of them. Like they're not trying to go do too much and rush past him. They're kind of trying to stay in front, like make sure he's not able to kind of get the edge. Now, he's still going to break it from time to time, as he has.
Yes.
But they've done a pretty decent job of breaking down and just not letting him get too much space. And you know, they've kept him relatively in check. I mean, 24-22, I mean, as we mentioned, we had a 90-point game last night in six-man football. As we look around the rest of 1A2, Groom, we mentioned 48-28 in front of Klondike, Strawn in front of Throckmorton, 30-14. Richland Springs at the half, 32-8 over Oglesby. Motley County up big on Blackwell, 34-16. Fannindel up on Gordon, 47-20. Gordon creeping back a little bit, but Fannindel running away with that. And Borden County about to end it with Spring Lake Earth in the second quarter, 62-8. That score, that should be over here shortly. And this one here has just been fantastic. And what about for the Ant and Bulldogs? Like, what adjustments do you want to make here down 2 points at the half?
I don't know what adjustments I'd make. I'd keep trying to get the ball to share it. I mean, he can change direction so quick. And he's, what, 80% of their football, their offense?
So far, they have found, Champion has found Raiden Cooper
yes.
as a receiver yeah. as kind of a way to keep him honest, basically. Making sure you don't load the box and just throw everybody at Sherrod. And that's worked out pretty well. As Champion's thrown, he can throw the ball pretty well when he has to. And, you know, he can also use his legs a little bit. So, I mean, you got to run just enough of those plays. But you're right.
Sure you do.
You need to get Sherrod out and just get him the football. The question is how much gas he's going to have in the tank taking all these hits.
That's the question. The way he's playing on offense and defense, he's taking a lot of hits, and he's burning a lot of energy with that speed he's got.
Yeah, and he's got energy to burn. Very, very impressive player is Quentin Sherrod. So we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back here. Got about 12:46 left. We'll be back after this. 24-22, the Panthers lead the Bulldogs here in this one. Great football game. Do not go anywhere. Come right back here. It's our K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down at 0% APR for 84 months and save up to $1,700, plus no payments for 90 days. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Some updated scores coming into the 101 Center. Let's see. Thomas leading Cordell second quarter, 35-14. That Stillwater game has moved to halftime with Stillwater up 42-7 over Sand Springs. Winoka going into halftime with a lead over Maysville, 30-16. Second quarter score, Waurika leading Southwest Covenant, 36-16. Weatherford leading Cushing now, 27-14. Minute left in the second quarter there. Covington Douglas, they've got a solid lead over DePue, moving into a halftime here in just a bit. Second quarter, 1 minute left. Covington Douglas leading 34-6 over DePue. Tyrone leading Fox now. Still second quarter score, 61-6. Tyrone leading Fox. Not quite halftime there. And then Cashin, they've moved to halftime, leading Elmore City Purnell, 28-0. Now back to Follett Anton with Trent and Kevin.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back, everybody, here to Chillicothe, Texas. The home of the Chillicothe Eagles normally, but tonight the home of the Anton Bulldogs and the Follett Panthers here. 24-22 Follett in front of this one. And Kevin joining us. Kevin's seen a lot of Follett football. What is your favorite memory? What's your favorite game in Follett history?
I don't know about the favorite game. We got beat, but we had a game.
Most memorable, call it that way.
We had a game with McLean. I think the score was 71-72.
Oh, wow.
And we scored one more touchdown than they did. That's how important the extra points are.
It all adds up. You mentioned you've obviously had people that you've been related to play for several years, people that are close to you. Who are some of the people in your lineage that have played in some of these fall leg games?
Well, there was four boys in my family, and we all played football there at Follett. My oldest brother, Darryl, went on to play at West Texas State.
All right.
And then had a younger brother, Kelly, that was quarterback at Follett for – mm-hmm. I guess, well, really, 4 years. As a freshman, our quarterback got his leg broke, and he had to step up to the plate.
Was it all six-man back then?
No, it was 11-man.
11-man, yeah.
Kelly, he was a senior when they won the state championship in eight-man football.
Okay.
And then 2 years ago, my grandson, he was on that team that made it to Jerry's World. We come up short against Strawn.
Yeah.
But we had a good run.
That's right. The 1974, that was the state championship. Am I correct on that? 1970, the eight-man title?
I think that's right, yes.
Right around there. And, we mentioned the six title appearances. And Follett, really a great history in six-man football, really before that as well. But, it's been one of the programs that is consistently pretty good.
And I had a younger brother, Clay. If I don't mention him, I'm going to catch it. Clay, we all love football and
Thanksgiving's coming up. Clay's going to remember.
That's right.
Yeah. Shout out to all those people and all the great Follett teams that they have had here. And this is another great one here and another great football game. And the road from here is not going to get any easier. As we mentioned, the Groom Klondike winner awaiting the winner of this one. That'll be another top 10 battle of teams as starting to thin out just a little bit. And teams hoping to make that trip once again to AT&T Stadium is quite the difference from being AT&T Stadium for being in Chillicothe.
Yes, it is.
Not much, though. As here at Chillicothe, the Irish town, I believe they call it. You know why they call it that?
I do not.
Supposedly, there's a lot of Irish flowers in the area. The Irish Village, I believe it's called. I did not see any on the way in, but that is the name of the town. Perhaps the folks of Chillicothe will be able to fill us in on that one. But here at here in Texas as we get ready for the halftime wrapping up here. 24-22 your score. Follett leads just by a couple points, and the extra points have been enormous. Also, some big defensive stops in this game. We've had an interception by Anton. We've had a couple fourth down stops by the Follett Panthers. So we've had some good defense in this football game, and we're looking for more of the same coming out in the second half. So we'll take a break. Be right back here. About 7 minutes to go before we kick off the second half. Anton will receive the second half kickoff, and we'll be back after this. Our K101 Road to the Top right here on K101.